It's the state's third largest county by population, one of the fastest growing in terms of jobs, and it's where Boeing still has its biggest aircraft assembly lines. Yet Snohomish County is also suffering in the Great Recession, with some of the state's highest unemployment and foreclosure rates. Take the small rural city of Stanwood near Kameno Island, for example. On a recent Wednesday night, voters attending a local candidates forum in a middle school gymnasium here are wondering how to get businesses back into empty storefronts and how to pay for an effective fire department. The contenders for Snohomish County Executive take their turn on the stage. Both candidates are wearing a formal business suit and cowboy boots.
And we're moving alphabetically, so we're going to start with Mr. Hope. Mr. Hope.
I know people in my community, in my neighborhood, that have lost their jobs, and they're looking for leadership. They want to see somebody that has answers. They don't want to see managing to the status quo.
The Republican challenger in this race says he has a vision of Snohomish County as a bright spot in the economy, but we're not there yet. Mike Hope cites his home in Lake Stevens as an example. He says there's a foreclosure across the street and one right next door. Aaron Reardon, the incumbent, says there's no denying that times are tough. But the Democrat in the race says he's still proud of his record of fiscal discipline.
We're the only county in the entire Puget Sound region, that can say with a balanced budget and a surplus, and we have not raised general fund property taxes in 8 years.
At the same time, Reardon says he's focused on economic development, things like a plan to help the farmers and food processors near Stanwood stay afloat, and also, he says, keeping the high-quality blue and white-collar jobs that Snohomish County is famous for at Boeing's biggest factory in Everett.
I want to be reelected because this is my hometown. So I was born and raised, and we have made tremendous gains. No one else in this region has matched the gains we've made in Snohomish County. We're creating more jobs than anybody else in this entire region, and we're creating jobs with a higher average annual wage than we've ever created in the past.
Hope says he knows he's up against a strong incumbent, but he's ambitious, and he's run a hard-charging campaign accusing Reardon's office of corruption and mismanagement. Reardon's camp has swung back, digging up the unflattering details of some early missteps in Hope's career as a rookie police officer. All of that aside, Hope says he'd bring a new bipartisan style to the county's highest office. He promises to collaborate with all the small-town mayors and city councils to make sure that the infrastructure and services are in place to accommodate all of the region's rapid growth. He says those skills are something he's honed both as a cop on the beat in West Seattle and especially in his past 3 years in Olympia.
Not easy to pass legislation as a minority legislator, but we not only have passed significant legislation, we've passed a constitutional amendment with 85% statewide. The only way that you get that done is by working with others, not worrying about who gets credit for things, and moving forward on that. That's leadership.
Hope is referring to the Lakewood Police Memorial Act, which gives judges the option of denying bail to dangerous criminals. He co-sponsored the bill in the wake of the murder of four police officers by convicted felon Maurice Clemens in 2009. But incumbent Reardon says he isn't worried about losing his job. Since it was first chartered in 1979, the Snohomish County Executive's Office has never been held by a Republican. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.